The hands-off robotic technology allows the cow to choose when she wants to be milked. The animals enter the machine or the robot, which automatically cleans the cow's teat, attaches the milk cups, then begins milking. The systems are gaining interest overseas as well as here in Australia. Around 5% of Scotland's dairies engage the technology, among them Sally Williams in southern Scotland. Sally says the robots have revealed that cows are not necessarily herd animals.
It hasn't changed our enterprise as much as you might think. We still have the same number of staff, but instead of focusing on just simply managing to get the cows milked on a daily basis, we've now been able to take a step back and use our time much more sensibly. We're using our time to manage our cows as opposed to the hard daily slog of actually just getting them milked. In terms of the cows, though, the robots have been absolutely life-changing. The difference in our cows is quite dramatic in how they behave and in how comfortable and confident they are. Now, our cows that are in the parlour aren't scared or unconfident by any means, but the difference in the cows, and I would have said their welfare, has been taken to a whole new level as a result of putting robots in.
How?
The cows themselves, in a parlour system, you are dictating to the cow that twice or three times a day she, as a mass group in a herd, will be forced into a collecting yard, forced through a parlour and forced to go back and eat or lie down. In a robot system, you have put that power completely into the hands of the cow herself. When you see cows in a herd, you always think about herd as 100 or 200 or, in Australia, thousands. And you imagine that cows are really happy and really comfortable in these huge herd situations. Since putting in robots, I believe that cows are actually happy in groups of three, four or maybe five cows. It is unbelievable to see. They're all sitting in their same in the same group, the same cubicle, morning, noon and night. They are within their little group. And if you, for whatever reason, have to remove a cow, whether she's at the end of her lactation and is needing dried off before her friends, or if you just want to give her that little bit of TLC and put her onto a straw yard for a wee while, her friends that are left behind will stand at the gate, roaring their heads off, wanting her back. And likewise, as she walks past them back to the straw, she'll stand at the gate wanting back into robots. It is just unbelievable. You can walk about in amongst this group that we're standing right next to, is a group of 56 heifers. And you could walk right through the middle of them all and they wouldn't flinch, they wouldn't flick a tail, they wouldn't lift an ear. Whereas to walk through the group of parlour cows that we still have, and they would all be alert, what's going on, why are you coming near them? So it is, it's the confidence that we have given our cows that they're actually perfectly happy and secure in their own environment.
In Scotland, there's Sally Williams. Closer to home, there's a handful of automated dairies in Queensland, including one run by the newly crowned Australian Dairy Farmer of the Year. Greg Dennis uses four robots on the family farm near Bow Desert in southern Queensland. There, he's also noticed changes in his cows' sociology. They're moving in groups.
They still do act as a herd of cows, but it's broken into a much smaller number of cows in each herd. We don't have herd movement or herd mentality anymore in a large scale like we used to. We see cows now moving as individuals and they probably stick to a cluster of friends. It's more comfortable for the cow to move as a smaller group than it used to be, and they're definitely more calm and relaxed in moving as a smaller group at a slower pace at a time that suits them.
What about production gains?
We have seen increases of production per cow at around about 15%, and there's a few contributing factors to that. The main one is now our cows are choosing to milk three times a day instead of twice a day. We still milk all of our cows twice a day, but they're choosing their own time. So that's increasing the capacity of the cow's udder. Now, because the cow is also moving at a slower pace and there's less stress in their life, we're seeing cows live longer, have less injuries, and that contributes also to better health and improved milk quality as well as increased milk production.